here we have Eugene Talmadge, Gene Talmadge, who served first as agricultural commissioner and then ran for governor and was one of incredibly powerful oratorical skills. He could just charm a crowd and rev them up. And when I look at President Trump at a rally, I think of Gene Talmadge. He had the same. He wore red suspenders and he would pop them. It became his signature. You know, it didn't appear in the suit coat that he is here. He was, you know, one of the people and the working man, and white, of course. And so when he ran for governor in 1946, the white Democratic primary had been outlawed, and he was leading the charge at keeping black people from voting, was responsible for getting blacks purged from the rolls, and, you know, trying to do everything. At Georgia State University, in our photo archives, we have photographs of African Americans registering to vote at the Fulton County Courthouse, long lines after the white Democratic primary was outlawed. The fascinating thing is that the Lane Brothers photographers who took those photographs were commissioned by the Talmadges to have evidence that can be shown of what happened when black folks were unable to vote. They were indeed registering, and that was part of the effort at trying to keep African Americans from having an effect on politics. And so he died before he could take office for his third term, and that's when his son Herman attempted to become governor in what was known as the Three Governors Controversy. So the interesting thing about this statue to me also is that it's erected 3 years after his death. It took the Tom Watson statue about 15 years. And so part of it was driven by the fact that when this was erected, his son was governor and an incredibly influential politician. And so raising the money for this was a relatively easy task, and finding a spot for it, it symbolized that continued opposition to the advancement of African American voting rights.